Hi and welcome. I've decided to start doing a series of podcasts about cultural things that interest me. So if I go to an exhibition or to a gig or see a film that really interests me, then I'll try, it'll be on a fairly sporadic basis, to do a podcast simply because it's slightly quicker than writing a review. There will still be written reviews on my blog. But I think, on the whole, the reviews are going to transfer over to these podcasts. That said, it may not happen. I'm not always terribly good at following up on things, so we'll see how it goes. I'm going to start with a look at the current Liverpool Biennial. That's the 2014 Liverpool Biennial, which I went to briefly on Wednesday last week. I say briefly, I was there for over 6 hours, but didn't manage to see everything, and I'd like to return, and I'd like to have a look again at some of the things that I saw first time round. This podcast is going to be in three parts, simply because what I did get to see there was rather a lot of, so it's easier simply to split it up into three sections. And I'll follow the order in which they turned up in the exhibition catalogue, which I've got here, rather than the order that I went round them, because I went round in a slightly illogical order. And it's actually much easier just to flick through the book in a linear manner than keep skipping backwards and forwards and having a series of bookmarks. So, the Liverpool Biennial is on already. It started on the 5th of July, and this goes on until the 26th of October. It takes place at various venues around the city. Some of them are well known. The Fact, the Blue Coat, Tate Liverpool. Some are less well known. And some of them are not necessarily places that you would think of actually as exhibition venues. You can turn up on the day, as I did, go to one of the galleries and pick up the festival guide, which is a yellow book. There's also a smaller leaflet, which I think has a map and slightly less detail about each exhibition. Or you can, if you're organised or if you've got a tablet or a smartphone with a decent battery life, you can go to the website. You could even print off the material, but it's really an awful lot of pages and easier to pick up a leaflet. The website is www.biennial.com. For those of you that don't know how to spell biennial, that's B-I-E-N-N-I-A-L. So www.biennial.com, that has all the details. Should also have details of times. I assume there'll be links to maps and that sort of information. So, having spent half of this first section talking about simple preliminaries, let's actually get into the exhibition. The centrepiece of which is an exhibition called A Needle Walks Into a Haystack. Now, this consists of a number of exhibitions at different locations. I won't look at all of those in this podcast. Some of them will come in the second podcast. And again, I've not looked exhaustively at everything. The first of these, in terms of what crops up in the catalogue, in the festival guide, is the group show at the old blind school. This is a huge exhibition. I think there are there's around 18 different people participating. And it's on on several floors, I think possibly 5 or 6 floors. I don't think I managed to get to the top floor. But the old blind school, which is where this takes place, is a large sort of almost semi-derelict building that sprawls over several floors and over quite a lot of a ground space. Because there was a lot of work in here, in a lot of different formats, there's things for most people, I should say. There are drawings and paintings, there are projections, animations, there's a film. I've got a couple of films in different locations. There are installations, there are sculptural pieces. Again, inevitably, given the size of it, there will be things that you won't like. There will be many things that you do like. And there'll be quite a lot that leaves you indifferent. For me, the only thing I actively disliked, and I can't remember who the artist was or the name of the piece, but on the ground floor there was a room which had a series of 3 animations playing. One of those, which was a sort of stop-motion thing, based around a crutch, I only really saw the end of, but that looked fine. There was a drawn animation which followed that, which I really didn't like. This was the only thing I didn't like. It went on forever, and it had a really simplistically rhyming and clunkingly metrical poem being read over. I really wasn't able to work out whether the poem was supposed to be awful, whether it was trying to be clever. But both the poem and the animation were utterly interminable and went on far too long and never actually seemed to ever get to a point. That was followed by another animation which appeared to be by the same person and had a very similar seeming voiceover, though I'm not sure if it was poetry in quite the same sense. And at that point, I'm afraid I left. And I've actually used up much more time so far than I thought I would have. I'll return to the group show at the Old Blind School in the next podcast. I'm very much going to have to. And then I'll see if I can see how far I can get on within that. Hopefully I can still run through everything that I saw in 3 podcasts. If not, then I'll have to introduce a third a fourth at the last minute. That's all for now. Wait for the next one in about a quarter of an hour or whenever it turns up. See ya. Bye.